Seems like every 6 months there's some new technological advance in dating. Once upon a time, it was chat rooms, then it was dating websites, and then hookup apps, and next, well, who knows? Every time something new comes along, it starts out with a bang, but pretty soon everyone moves on to the next big thing. The fact is, dating technology is never going to replace real human interaction, and the newest app just can't compete with the oldest way of getting to know someone. Face-to-face. Face-to-face is what It's Just Lunch does best. Our matchmakers take the time to get to know you and then personally hand-select your matches. And we're really good at it. Better than some random collection of online profile pics could ever be. At It's Just Lunch, we know the best place to find the spark of attraction is in the eyes of someone sitting across from you, not some device. So stop clicking around and start actually clicking. With other people. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
At AT&T, we know that you are the only you that does you like you. For example, doing it your way means getting a free smartphone and no annual contract on the nation's best data network. The one you get with that free smartphone we already talked about. Get it now from AT&T GoPhone. It's prepaid your way.
All friends for 2017 while supplies last. ZTE Maven 2 only. Online and select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/gophone. Network claims based on Q3 and Q4 2016. Nielsen certified data network score.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save. With Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Come into Lowe's and celebrate spring's arrival during our annual Spring Black Friday event. You'll find great savings on everything you need to liven up your landscape, like 5 bags of premium mulch for just $10. And get a free bag of Stay Green Lawn Starter Fertilizer with a purchase of select Pennington Smart Seed. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Mulch offer valid 329 through 45. Fertilizer offer valid 329 through 410. While supplies last, U.S. only. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
You have Lemon, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The longest drought in the history of American sports is over.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves are currently in a battle for first place. Catch a game as they host the defending champs Cleveland this Saturday at 7. The first 5,000 received trading cards courtesy of Vienna Beef.
I know there's always a ton of emphasis on the opening day roster, but it's really just one day out of 183, and there will be lots of transactions.
That's Cubs President Theo Epstein talking about the all the controversy and talk of the opening day roster, which is now set and officially to go for Sunday night. Brian Dunsing will start the season on the DL. That means Matt Caesar and Tommy La Stella both made that opening day roster over the 183-day season they play in Major League Baseball. Now, Addison Russell expects to be ready for the Cardinals. Today, they play their final game in Arizona when they take on Oakland. Russell not in the lineup. John Lackey gets the start. First pitch about an hour from now. The White Sox face the Padres today. First pitch is a few minutes away. They open up their season at home Monday against Detroit. In hockey, the Blackhawks skate in Pittsburgh tonight. Ryan Hartman will play after being benched for the last two games. Puck drops at 7. NBA, the Bulls are off again tonight. They host Cleveland tomorrow. Cristiano Felicio is a game-time decision with a bruised back. Cameron Payne was recalled from the D-League. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Riverfront Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in the North Aurora Auto Mall. Catch all the college tournament action at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village with over 50 high-def TVs and large screens. All the games will be on. Enjoy daily food and drink specials. For more information, visit Real Time Sports Bar chicagoscore.com. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The first game on The Score is Sunday at 7 when the Cubs take on the Cardinals on 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for information on their upcoming open house.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
In that 49ers locker room, Colin Kaepernick was voted the teammate of the year. He was voted by both white and black players inside that 53-man room. But it's very dangerous to still report this and compose this conversation with the fact that he's a distraction, especially Joe Thomas. Cut it out. You said nothing for 3 years with a couple of guys on your roster that you could have called a distraction very easily. It's ludicrous, man.
When you talk about a job at quarterback in the NFL, here's eight names. Brian Hoyer, Mike Glennon, Blake Bortles, Josh McCown, Jared Goff, Cody Kessler, Tom Savage, and Trevor Siemian. Those are starting quarterbacks, okay?
Bernstein and Goff, the new afternoon show on The Score.
Matt Miller.
You build up a BS detector, and like this time of year, if a GM says something at a press conference, I don't believe it. Like, I don't believe a damn thing they say. If they say it, you know, if we're just talking on the phone or texting, that's a little different. But even then, you right. don't trust anything anyone to, like, at a high level. I don't trust anything those guys tell me this time of year.
Now, and that's just Bulls press conferences.
But if it's like a scout who's in the room when they're stacking the board and he's like, hey, here's our top five, I don't think they care enough to try to mislead. If Ryan Pace called tomorrow and was like, hey, here's who we're taking at three, I wouldn't put it out there because I wouldn't believe him. There's too much misinformation this time of year.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
Bernstein and Goff, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Start off by talking some Bears, because Bears brass have microphones in front of them and they are speaking. And I just brought up the idea that a lot of this talk, like Jason, sort of showing you the wires about the quarterback process and the nurturing and how they want everybody. They have to name all the quarterbacks at the same time. And there's, you know, they walk in and they Dowell Loggins is there and they set a drink on his head and they turn on the video machines and they all go about becoming better quarterbacks together. The teams that have the guy, teams where, you know, right. who they don't talk about that kind of stuff, and it just feels a little needy right now for a Bears team that shouldn't feel that way when they've made the splash that they've made.
Well, they put themselves in this position that they have to name those guys. You know, Bill Belichick only names Jacoby Brissett and Jimmy Garoppolo when he has to.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about Connor Shaw.
No. I don't either.
I really don't.
I watched SEC football, watched him in South Carolina. He was a decent player. Ran around, got dinged up a lot because he was a little guy running around with very fast men and large men who were going to the NFL. Now that he's in the NFL, I've been made to believe that he's going to be good because...
We haven't seen him. That's
exactly.
why.
Exactly.
Same reason you think Mike Glennon's good, because you haven't seen him.
And I don't think Mike Glennon's good. I think Mike Glennon got himself a large bag, and good for him and his family. They have set themselves up for a while now. They can invest... very wisely going forward. Do I think that Mike Glennon will ever see an 11 and 5 season or a 12-4 season? Nope, I don't.
Okay, well, you were going to ask me a question about other sports.
So, in other sports, whether it be baseball or basketball, I'm not sure about hockey. I don't know much how much hockey you cover, but I'm sure it can extend. I believe it can extend. There was always a nurturing of the young franchise player that went on. And I'll never forget covering the Derrick Rose-led Bulls, where, you know, he needed guys like Lindsey Hunter and Gennaro Pargo and some of those guys to, you know, tell him not only how to work, but how to, you know, throttle it back every once in a while, how to rest, you know, if you were going out to party, how to do it in a way that you weren't going to tire yourself out.
How to pay for sex toys.
I don't know if Lindsey or Gennaro.
Listen, Derek, if you got a second, come over here. Okay. When you buy a sex belt, if you promise to pay for it, just follow through.
Just pay, right.
Otherwise, they're
going to... Or don't purchase the $500 one. Get the $79.99 one. You got that on you at all times.
Right. Maybe it doesn't last quite as long.
Yeah, but you're fine.
Right.
Because if this is a one and done, you're good to go.
Wow. But, wow. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I didn't take it there. But those guys, and he looked up to those guys, and he needed those guys because they had been through it before. Not what he was about to go through because they didn't have his talent, but they had been through it before. So is there something to be said for having people on the end of a bench or at the end of, you know, in a room. In a linebacker room or in a cornerback room or in a safety room or in a secondary room.
The answer is clearly the only way to answer the question as you've put it is yes. However, quarterback is different.
I understand.
Quarterback.
You're the face. You're the man.
Not just in the publicly. Yeah, in that huddle, all eyes are on you. You've got the speaker in your helmet.
But what if you need to be told that? What if you need to be told that by somebody who failed? Like, how much have you learned from people who have failed, Dan?
Ooh, how many true that's a position for alphas.
But
a position where
I'm not arguing for Mark Sanchez to be in this room. I'm not arguing for Mark Sanchez.
Is that
to be
the
in
value
this city.
Of Mark Sanchez?
Like, hey man, don't do what I did.
Hey, how many people have you seen that didn't even have to have the conversation with you, but you're like, guess what I'm not gonna do? What that guy did. Right? Especially if, like, let's keep it funky. There are more people in this industry, in sports, in entertainment, that are aware of their talent level than aren't aware. And the guys who are aware, whether it be a high talent level or somewhere in the middle, go, okay, let's map this thing out now. Let's figure this out. I know what I am. Mm-hmm. Maybe these people have paid me like they think I'm something different, and hopefully I'll earn that. But can I go over here and look at my man who was in a big media market in New York City, got to two AFC championship games his first 2 years in the league because they had a strong running game and a defense, right? Yeah, people forget Mark Sanchez was the starting quarterback on two AFC championship
games. And enjoyed himself,
teams.
Too. This is a guy who was doing the photograph spreads with models.
I'm not saying Mike Glenn is going to do that. But
now, Mike Glenn is taking pictures of himself dressed as Napoleon Dynamite.
Right, and Tupac with his baby. Right, exactly. Yeah. So I'm not saying he's going to do that, but is there something to be said for learning from a guy who's failed in that kind of spotlight? Mark Sanchez probably knew, you know, hey, water finds its level. He probably knew where his level was at when that first huddle. Come on. Not even a huddle. Not even sports. We can extend it to whatever you do that you get paid for. You know if you can keep up or not. You know that, all right, I can run with these people. Whether it's if you're an ad exec, whether you're in sales, whatever it is, you look around that room, every one of those Tuesday meetings, and you're like, you know what? I'm better than that guy. I'm better than her. I'm better than him. I'm not better than him. I can keep up, though. Like, if Mike Glennon feels like he can keep up.
All right, so what is your goal?
Mark Sanchez.
But in this scenario, is Mark Sanchez, okay. I'm just
trying
to. If
you're Mike Glennon or if you're the Bears.
Let's complete the analogy here. If you are bringing in Mark Sanchez if you think the Bears have some sort of reasoning because there's an object lesson in the story of Mark Sanchez. It doesn't sound like that to me. It sounds like they just think he's a good
guy.
If they need a backup who can get you out of a game,
yes.
Get you through a couple of games,
yes.
And that maybe they think at this stage of his career,
yes.
At this kind of money, that some of the foolishness is over, mm-hmm. and as far as work ethic and makeup goes, that they've got somebody who is reliable, mm-hmm. I guess, in that role.
Yes.
But
draft a quarterback, if they do, you got the bump your head guy in the room. That guy bumped his head. That guy got dropped on his head. Mark Sanchez went from, oh, look, he got Mark Sanchez, to I hate Mark Sanchez. He's the worst quarterback in the league. Super Bowl team cut him.
An all-time sports blooper that'll be replayed as long as we're alive.
Right. I'm not saying you sign him for that. Yeah. I'm not saying that's why. But it's good to have, you know, that Swiss Army knife in there. Like, yo, he not only experienced the highest of the highs, but that man over there. Like, if Mark Sanchez has talked about what the game did to him and the depths that it took him to. Cause he was I won't say the king of New York, but you're the starting quarterback for the New York Jets while they were good, and the Jets fan base is always it's like mega Sox.
Oh, that's it's a great comparison.
It's a lot more people, but the same hole in their heart where it's like, screw the Giants.
Second class is. Yeah, I have Jets fans in my family.
Dude,
I believe
I
know.
I got a couple in mine. I got a couple of mine.
I've seen him in his jersey.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like, yo, these dudes took that guy to a certain level, and Mark Sanchez rode that wave, and then he got dropped on his head. So not only is he cheap, not only is he a guy who can, you know, help you out of a game or whatever, and I'm just talking about what their reasoning might be. But it's okay to have a dude in there to, you know, Mike Glennon, I don't know what kind of guy he is, but hey, you're the lowest paid starter in the NFL. And you can fall. Take a look to your left.
Maybe there's something to be said for that. I think it completely depends on his desire. It's not like it's going to be a 12-step meeting every time. My name is Mark, I'm a failed starting quarterback. You don't want to put him through that. Like any time. You're in the
Mark?
Room. Seriously, like Dowell's watching film. Hey, Mike, you make that throw again? You're going to be that guy.
Just points at
him. Right. You want to be that?
A single tear goes down his cheek.
No, Sanchez is like taking a bite of a club sandwich. I'm like, what?
What the hell, man?
Every time it's got to be.
You told me this wasn't going to happen. Right. I asked for this during the negotiations. Can you please not make me the example every time?
Now, the 847 says, Mike, when you see your lineman's giant ass right in front of you, don't slam into it, fall down, and fumble. Okay, I've said what I've had to say.
That's why I can't talk to y'all. Because I'm trying to take you in the mind.
But
in your days covering the NBA, how many in your time covering the Cubs or the Sox, what young phenom was there and you saw people making sure that he didn't bump his head? And coddling him. And, I mean, I don't know if Corey Patterson.
I was going to say the really, really sad story of Gordon Beckham when everybody loves him and everybody's supportive and wanted to succeed and the great background and great family and great looks and then just just couldn't hit.
And the talent might take care of itself, but you want to make sure that, you know. I mean, any gardener out there, you want to make sure that everything's fine. You know, you got the plants that'll fight the weeds away. You know,
the plants that'll fight the weeds.
Yeah, out there, they're plants that you can plant around your real crop that make sure that it doesn't get, you know, corrupted or, you know, damaged by other things.
Whoa, cool, like some sort of symbiotic bioprotector.
Mm-hmm. Oh, anybody who's ever grown weed knows that too. Like, you know, there's certain things that will attack your crop. That's what I hear.
Just anecdotally, of course. Well, there's apparently a controversy. Did you, because, you know, there's been this huge thing about the loss of honeybees,
yes.
losing the communities of pollinators. Yeah. So apparently Honey Nut Cheerios, back to Kevin Garnett, that they have taken the bee off of the box. And now you just see the outline of the bee. And
making a statement?
Yeah. And they're also, they've got packets of wildflower seeds. And they're urging people to plant these wildflowers to bring back the pollinators to allow for bee communities to thrive. However, now they're under fire because apparently some of the species of wildflowers seeds included are fast-growing invasives.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
they said that they kind of screwed up. Like
they didn't run it
by enough botanists to say, like, you can actually screw up a garden. There were much better choices that they.
It was a hasty release.
Yeah, exactly.
It was a rush release without enough R&D. They didn't exactly think about what the best possible seeds were. No good deed goes unpunished.
Right.
They're also putting in there a dime bag of crack as well, and go out there and give this to your local crackhead.
First one's free. There you go.
First taste is
on me. I can't answer these Bears questions. Maybe there are some other ways to answer it.
I get where you're coming from, big time squads don't say stuff like that. If they carry themselves like a big time squad, how you gonna feel? As Denzel Washington said, you walk your baby nuts over here, I'm make sure that you see prison time. If they walk their three wins into a room and say, you know what? We're fine with what we've got. We like Mike Glennon, and we paid him like we like him, and we don't worry about these things. Our room is our room. Mike Glennon is a starter. Anybody that signed on to this team understands that going into it, and to hell with every quarterback in this draft.
Yeah, we hope nobody else on this team ever has to play quarterback because we got our guy.
Simple as that. Now, we'd be like, wait a minute. Didn't they just win three games? And don't they have the third pick? Well, they win three or four games. Three games, right? I want to give them an extra win. Three games. Yeah, they can't. They're in a terrible position. They're in a terrible position. Ryan Pace is a guy with a plan and is trying to execute a plan, but we don't know if there's cross purposes because his coach is old and he wants to get as many dubs as possible before he's out of here. And you want to get a quarterback, but you don't believe in any of them. Right. That's why if they were just decent this year, if they were 7-9 this year, they could do whatever they want with the 14th pick or the 13th pick. They could say, you know what? We didn't think Deshaun Watson was going to be there in the second round, so we took him right here. Can't do that when you got 3 wins.
We'll be talking baseball with Mark Gonzalez at 2:40. When we come back, did you see the new sort of odd food item at White Sox games this year? They get a lot of press for their beer choices, but there's something completely different.
Okay.
And I think I saw it before. I'm pretty sure I saw it in Europe. Okay. But this is the first time I've seen this in the United States, and it's apparently going to be at White Sox games. So I'll tell you about it. Maybe you know more than I do. I'll tell you about it when we come back.
This was last year.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Now the world champion Chicago Cubs defend their title starting in 4 days when the Cubs take on the Cardinals on opening night. Our coverage starts at 7 p.m. First pitch, 7:35. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. So the commissioner is ripping the Band-Aid off. After avoiding New England, like with some sort of plague, Roger Goodell says he is finally going back to Foxborough for the opener. Very big of you, Mr. Commissioner. Like this guy had any other choice. Like we'd have bought any other excuse if he was not in Foxborough on September 7th at 8:30 p.m. It's the season opener. The commissioner is always there for the season opener. So any other answer was basically going to be the worst answer ever. Especially since he has not been there since the 2015 AFC Championship game when some rogue equipment guy, coincidentally named the Deflator, may or may not have shaved a couple of PSI off a couple of Wilsons. Since then, it's been, well, let's just say, awkward. Good call, Commissioner. You have to wear this. You cannot avoid it forever. In fact, you cannot avoid it any longer at all. I'm Jim Rome.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Digital dating has brought us all kinds of new terms. Terms like breadcrumbing, when someone communicates just barely enough to string you along, but not enough to make a commitment. Or benching, when someone keeps up a great stream of tweets or Snapchats or whatever, but won't actually get together in person. And then there's ghosting, when someone you've been communicating with suddenly, without explanation, goes silent. There's a reason so much of the new dating language is negative, because so much of the online dating experience is negative. Look, the newest app just can't compete with the oldest way of getting to know someone, face-to-face. At It's Just Lunch, our matchmakers get to know you and then personally hand-select your matches. Plus, we arrange your dates and handle all the details, from scheduling your date to confirming the reservation. Stop clicking around and start actually clicking with other people. Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
I'm here with Max Reed, business leader faculty member at Lake Forest Graduate School of Management. Lake Forest builds great leaders who change lives and propel businesses forward. So Max, building success can take a long time. How do you stay motivated and avoid celebrating too early?
A big danger in sports and in business is celebrating before the game is over. Winning the first half does not mean winning the game. Making your first quarter revenue goals does not mean you'll end the year in the black. Being ahead can give you momentum to build on, but if a leader does not harness that effectively, there's still time for things to fall apart, and often they do. Letting your team rest before the final whistle is blown, and your hard work can come undone. Winning organizations succeed because they've defined their game plan, they're constantly measuring their success, and they adjust and tweak when necessary, but they never lose sight of the ultimate goal, and they play until the whistle is blown.
Through the MBA and corporate learning solutions, Lake Forest cultivates working professionals into broad thinkers and strong leaders with the tools to make a difference in their organizations and communities. Learn more at lakeforestmba.edu.
CBS Friday. Mac is back. Woo-hoo! The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver. I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he gonna stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil. I'm dangerous. Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand. CBS Monday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
Do you have anything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark jalapeno donut.
Feels like I'm eating the sun.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.
Health insurance?
First aid kit.
Do you believe in profit sharing?
Yeah, I believe in it. I don't offer it.
Superior Donuts. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Boy, I could really use a bona beef sandwich. I could use one without whatever it is they're putting on there now. No, I can take the gravy, but it's the green things that come on top of that that I have trouble with.
You don't like you like it minus. You don't like the peppers.
No. Mm-mm. No vegetables.
See, I am not an Italian beef guy.
Stoney is he loves himself some Italian beef. So that, and he's a real good eater too. I mean, that guy knows good food, but man, he'll go through a drive thru and get a couple sandwiches. And...
But see, I'm an Italian beef guy without, like, I don't need a wet sandwich. Oh, we've talked about it before.
So wet it almost ceases to be bread.
Right.
I don't even want to know
soup
it's,
with
whatever
meat.
Whatever this bread used to be.
Yeah, I'm not.
Dip that thing and dip it again.
Nicole hates it that I do that.
Hold just, that thing and drown that.
No, I'm good. Just give me the sandwich. You know, I could take it a little moist. I want the bread. I think bread is a very important part of a sandwich.
I generally agree. Italian beef is not really a sandwich. It's a glob of awesomeness.
No, but because I like hot peppers. I'm not with Stoney on that. Give me the peppers. But there's some new Sox food.
Yeah, this happening. Okay. Now, this is, I will say, this is not for me. Okay. So, but this is because I'm pretty sure I saw this before, but just not in the United States. It is called Choco Kebab. Okay? Choco Kebab. What it is.
You're on the score.
what it is, and this might be more for you, for the people that go to a ball game and like to eat sweets, or like to eat sweets more than you in general.
Okay.
It looks like Euros. Okay, it's a big cylinder
of meat,
of chocolate, of alternating light and dark chocolate.
Okay,
and the cylinder rotates just like Euros or shawarma or doner kebab or al pastor, but it's chocolate. And they take the knife and they shave the chocolate in curls of thin shavings into that little handheld pan, like that dustpan thingy, right? Whatever they call it, the little collector.
Right.
And then instead of putting it in a pita, they put it in a crepe and fold it over. They put it in a little cardboard holder and give you your crepe filled with freshly shaved chocolate.
Sounds awesome.
Okay, so you like it.
Sounds awesome.
And it's probably $27.
Right, of course. I saw Oreo cannoli, too, being thrown out there. But you
Oreo cannoli?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, but you think you've seen this? Or
I could swear I saw it, and it might have been in Europe.
Brooks and the people over there is biting people's styles. And
they're bringing something over. That's pretty aggressive food scouting there, because, you know, they go to these conventions, and everybody's hawking their wares.
Yes.
And,
it's actually the hawk convention.
Yeah, the 630 says, Choco Kebab, next score caller. No, it doesn't count as a bob.
They say Choco Kebab is an Italian company now in America, so got it from Italy.
Yeah,
from
Italy. From the old country. All right, so, I've seen the rollout and the Craft Cave and the 100 craft beers, and I'm not even a big craft beer guy, but I enjoy when I'm around my guys who like craft beer. They turn me on to things. I don't just need it all the time or whatever, but the Craft Cave and the food, like, the White Sox are making sure that if you don't like the product on the field, there is no excuse not to just come out and hang out on a nice summer day.
It has always been, going back years, I mean, going back to even Old Comiskey, the quality of the food, even at Old Comiskey, where they had Best Kosher, and they had the corned beef sandwiches and the tacos and all that, I've always said it was one of my favorite restaurants in Chicago.
Dude, I saw an 11-game season pass for, like, $39 on Twitter yesterday.
Seriously?
11 games for $39. I didn't buy it.
That's like class A ball.
11 games. Wow, there's no excuse if you don't want to get into guaranteed rate field this year.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves are currently in a battle for first place. Catch a game as they host the defending champs Cleveland this Saturday at 7. The first 5,000 receive trading cards courtesy of Vienna Beef.
So we'll start the year with this 7-man bullpen, 12-man pitching staff, 13 position player crew, and with LaStella and Caesar both on the club.
That's Cubs president Theo Epstein talking about Matt Caesar, Tommy LaStella, both making the opening day roster, only because Brian Dunsing will start the season on the DL. They'll go with one less relief pitcher than they'd planned. The season opener is Sunday. Addison Russell expects to be ready for the Cardinals. Today they play their final game in Arizona. They take on Oakland. John Lackey gets the start, first pitch a little over 30 minutes from now. The White Sox right now lead the Padres 4-2 in the first. Tyler Saladino, a solo shot to start the game, and Jose Abreu, a three-run homer, as the Sox lead 4-2. They open up their season at home Monday against the Tigers. In hockey, the Blackhawks skate in Pittsburgh tonight. Ryan Hartman will play after being benched for the last two games. Puck drops at 7. NBA, the Bulls are off again tonight. They host Cleveland tomorrow. Cristiano Felicio is a game-time decision with a bruised back. Cameron Payne was recalled from the D-League. Are you hiring? Well, join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. You can post a job in minutes and manage your candidates from an easy-to-use dashboard. Post your next job on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The first game on The Score is Sunday at 7 when the Cubs take on the Cardinals on 670 The Score. Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Gerald Nissan.
Don't miss the Nissan now.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. Five times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
So you don't get in on opening day, but you get to go 11 games in April for $39? I don't see the problem there. Now,
going to be some chilly nights. Going to be some rainy nights.
Hey, man, enjoy yourself. You know, take somebody out there and put on your windbreakers and take your umbrella. But
yeah, but for that price, get out to here's a game, the thing,
get
too.
Out to a game.
It also helps you justify paying for all this fabulous food, because when the ticket's that cheap, you know, like, well, I already plunked down all this.
$150.
Right, wait a second. I'm in the door already. Right. I've got some money set aside. That way, you know, you can have a couple of big good beers.
There's going to be a couple of nights that are going to be ridiculous, Tanny, right? Like Burley night is going to be hard to get. My uncle, who's a cop, has already put in his, he's like, hey, you know, I don't ask you for a lot, but what's up with those Burley tickets? I'm like, all right, I got you. I'm going to try to figure that out for
him. There's like a handful of games this year that I want to make sure I'm at. Whenever Moncada's up, mm-hmm. the Burley game.
Right.
You know.
Right. The Tim Anderson game where he hits three home runs and he's like, yeah, I earned this money, and double birds everybody around.
Which game is that?
No, there's a few games.
Laundry rebates return.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Now that you know, we should actually get it going for the wine your rebate statue.
At every ballpark.
Like I'm
he's
sorry.
On the one right in front of the building.
Harold, Juan.
Evidently.
One of them is a champion.
Yeah. In so many ways.
Oh. Well,
hey, white guy.
Hey, you seen one like this?
Yeah.
It's just a big statue, and on the engraving says, hey, white guy.
Hey, Billy.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
Juan Billy.
See, now these are the moments where I wish I wasn't doing the show and I could just run to YouTube and listen to Cali's story about Juan Uribe.
Which
and
one?
Mark Burley,
so
and
many.
Jeff Blum, and what happened.
New guy.
Next door. And,
hey, new guy.
One of the greatest things of all time. Yeah, there's going to be times for you. Like you mentioned, the Moncada call up where you get to see the young man who could polish off 280 Twinkies in a week.
That guy will be on the Choco Kebab in an instant.
Did you hear about Dwight Howard's candy diet?
Yes. That's insane. Even after all the Derrick Rose stories we heard, what Dwight Howard used to consume. Save this because we got Gonzo coming up. Say this. Also, remind me to tell you about what happened with my pants. Because this there was a pants mystery that was eventually solved. Right. It was very strange.
All right. We'll talk to Gonzo next, and then we'll figure out what's going on with Dan's pants right here on 670 The Score.
Hey, everybody. It's Pat Hughes.
And Ron Coomer. And right now, you're listening to Bernstein and Golf.
They're covering the Cubs and all of Chicago's teams. Afternoons from 1 to 6.
Only on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
The official radio home of the world champion Chicago.
Your new Mercedes-Benz is here at Knauss. Pick your model, grab the keys, and drive it home. This is our spectacular spring sales event at Knauss. Your opportunity to take advantage of special offers on every new 2017 C-Class, E-Class, and S-Class sedan. Every new 2017 Mercedes-Benz Coupe, Cabriolet, and Roadster. Every new SUV model in our extensive Knauss inventory. Whichever Mercedes-Benz model you choose, you'll love its sculpted looks, luxurious interior, comfort, handling, technology, and advanced safety features. Best of all, you'll know you bought it right with special offers and financing through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Our showroom is ready, our pencils are sharpened, your new car keys are waiting. There never was a better time to go Mercedes-Benz shopping at Knauss, Route 41, Lake Bluff. Knauss.com.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Any other company were to open a bookstore in 2017, you would say, you are really behind the times. Catch up with the 21st century. But Amazon opens a brick-and-mortar bookstore, and we all say, well, this must be innovative. What's their game plan? So, Carol, what is their game plan?
This is their fifth store, the first one they've opened outside a mall. And what I really think it could be a lot about is interaction with the customer. You know, when you write to an email address or when you're sending things that are more impersonal than personal, what is it the best thing to do is to see people in person. Watch them moving through a store. Watch how they touch a Kindle. Watch how they touch a Kindle Fire. And also see what books they're gravitating towards.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780, 105.9 FM, and on CBSChicago.com.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
99 bucks. That's it. This is huge. Brand new Hyundais, just $99 a month at Grossinger during our massive $99 sales event. You can lease a new 2017 Hyundai Elantra SE, just $99 per month. Get Hyundai Spring Cleaning Event savings on a 2017 Santa Fe Sport for $139 per month. Grossinger has loaded up our inventory with new Hyundais arriving. We got over 600 vehicles, so there's plenty to choose from. We said this was massive, just $99 a month. And every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, 10 years, 100,000-mile limited powertrain protection, and the Hyundai Assurance. But hurry, new Hyundai's just $99 a month. And soon, Grossinger Hyundai in Lincolnwood, just north of Chicago, and GrossingerHyundaiNorth.com. That's GrossingerHyundaiNorth.com. Elantra 36 months, Santa Fe 24 month lease plus tax, title, license, and 172.15 dock fee. You must qualify. $29.99 due at signing plus tax, title, license, and 172.15 dock fee. Fee zero security deposit expires at month end.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready to frame, ready to drill, ready to hang and install. And during the Ready to Refresh event, Lowe's has everything a pro needs for less. Now through April 2nd at Lowe's, pro customers can save up to 15% on select in-stock Reliabuilt Masonite and Geldwin doors. Plus, save 10 to 15% on select quick-set products like deadbolts and smart key handle sets. See lowesforpros.com or the Pro Desk for details. Door offer valid online only. Selection varies by location, U.S. only.
At AT&T, we know that you are the only you that does you like you. For example, doing it your way means getting a free smartphone and no annual contract on the nation's best data network, the one you get with that free smartphone we already talked about. Get it now from AT&T GoPhone. It's prepaid your way.
All friends for 2017 while supplies last. ZTE Maven 2 only. Online and select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/gophone. Network claims based on Q3 and Q4 2016. Nielsen certified data network score.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Well, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Oh, hi, Mark.
That's where it was. It was Belgium.
Where Mark Gonzalez
was? No, that's where I saw the Choco Kebab. I think it was in the airport in Brussels. But I also lost my damn bag. Bastards.
You lost your bag.
Lost my bed, but that's...
But you got yourself a Choco Kebab?
I didn't get one. I'm not interested. But that's where I think I saw it before. That's the new food item that you're going to have at Guaranteed Rate Field. Time to talk Cubs with Mark Gonzalez of the Chicago Tribune. He is on Twitter at MD Gonzalez. He joins us on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. The champions are back. Cheer them on at Home Run In Wrigleyville, just blocks from the park. Hello, Gonzo.
How you guys doing?
Well, okay. And we got a little certainty, too. We have the Cubs roster for now is set. And surprisingly, because of the injury to Brian Dunsing, Matt Caesar remains a Cub. I guess, is this does he consider it somewhat temporary, this reprieve?
You never know. Because once Dunsing returns, then you look at your options and see how things are playing out early. Tommy La Stella has two options left. Although there is a glut of outfielders, if you look at just the fact that the versatility, John Jay can play all three outfield positions. You know, Schwarber's going to be out there for a good part of the season compared to last year. So there's a lot of balls in play, and we'll just have to see what happens. But I wouldn't rule out Caesar sticking for a while. But one of the funny things is that I remember this with a disgruntled agent a few years ago that. He had a guy that made a big league roster, and then about a week later, he was placed on waivers. And since all the rosters were set, that guy cleared waivers and had to go to the minors.
So are there any other bumps and bruises that we should be aware of that may leak into the season here where it's like, oh, they've been monitoring this. It's not anything that's going to hamper a guy or keep a guy out or put him on the 15-day DL, but something that they're aware of?
The obvious one is Addison Russell, although – Joe Madden was very emphatic in saying that he will play tomorrow night in Houston. You know, backs still are a tricky thing, but it's my expectation, and I think it's everybody else's that's down here, that he'll play Thursday with every intent that will be in the lineup Sunday night against the Cardinals.
Do you get the sense that when we hear Theo Epstein say, you know, it's just the first day of 183 days, these not so subtle reminders about the length of the season that the Cubs are going to sort of have their cake and eat it too, in that you get to have all, you know, whip the fans into a bit of a frenzy and the Cubs are back and they're the defending champions and they're raising the banner and they're giving out rings, yet also saying, everybody chill because this is the 162 takes a while.
Yeah, and he's been down this road before, and he knows that injuries can come and bite you, that he spoke at length about the depth and guys that might need down the road. You know, Eddie Butler was a guy he spoke about at length, just about he told them if there was a 26-man roster, he'd be on it. And I do believe that he'll start quite a few games this year, just given the mileage on the starters, the possibility of an injury, and the fact that this guy's been a strike thrower. So Theo knows that it takes more than five pitchers to go to the playoffs. And, I mean, and last year was amazing what they did. But, you know, Mother Nature, when it comes to health, at some point is going to get you.
What did they learn? What did they learn about the plan that they executed with Jake Arrieta last year that they may do with, I don't know, John Lackey or some of these other guys who need to preserve some of those bullets for the postseason?
Well, I think that process with Lackey started in the offseason. He just started throwing later than usual, and to this point, he's been okay. He's been up to speed. You're not going to see anybody go out and throw, you know, 110 pitches and eight innings the first few weeks. And I think in the case of Lackey, that applies. And I think it's helps the Cubs that, and he's starting game three because you have a day off and you can pretty much empty the bullpen if need be, to get, you know, curtail his workload early and keep the bullpen fresh.
Speaking of bullpen, you got one lefty. Is that okay? Is that something that is temporary, or is this just an issue where they're not going to be burdened by the idea of handedness?
I think it's going to be okay if Koji Uehara's split finger fastball is effective on lefties. If Justin Grimm can rekindle that success he had against lefties 2 years ago, then it'll be okay. But I do see Dunsing back up here in mid to late April. He wasn't that effective down here. I got to be honest. You know, yesterday he did throw two scoreless innings, but they're going to need a lot more of those performances from him.
Who did you expect to have a better spring than he did?
What did I expect from him?
No, I said who on this roster did you expect to have a better spring than he did?
I don't tend to get wrapped up too much in stats and all that. I do think you know they've shored up the defense now, but in the midway through spring training, it looked kind of lacking, lackluster. And I say that just, you know, guys weren't fundamentally sound. And I talk about the left side of the infield. It wasn't as crisp, but it seems like they've shored that up now. You know, the Bryant and Russell, they made quite a few errors early. And Joe admitted that, you know, there were plays that should have been made. And keep an eye on Javi Baez, too, because he's had a couple of lapses. For all the brilliant plays he's made, he's also botched a few routine ones. So that area and those guys, that will disappoint me a little bit if you want to nitpick.
Where are you on the Addison Russell back problem? Because generally I always default to thinking it's worse than the team says, but the Cubs have been pretty good about truth-telling when they don't believe that there's going to be a DL stint and it's just minor stiffness.
I'm right in the middle right now. I'm with you in a lot of ways that sometimes these things tend to be more serious than they are. You know, just look at what happened last year with Dexter Fowler. They said it'd be 7 to 10 days, and he's out for 5 weeks. I always keep that in mind. But in this case, you know, I've watched Addison a little bit more as far as just the simple things, where it'd be tying the shoe and all that. There's no discomfort there. He's still got to swing a bat with more frequency. He's supposed to do that today and then play tomorrow. So my feeling is, you know, I think they are telling us the truth in this case, but, you know, backs are a tricky thing, too. And all it takes is one sudden move, and you're back to square one. So I think Thursday will be a better measuring stick, but I think that they've been straight up and honest with us to this point.
How much conversation goes on in that clubhouse in Mesa concerning the 2016 World Series? Because I know it's hard to flip a switch even when you win one and the team has a history of winning them, but this is the Cubs, and that hasn't happened in a very, very long time. So has this team still, you know, conversed about it, or is it a laser focus on to the next thing?
Yeah, it's funny. The only time they talk about 2016 is if it involves David Ross. They've really pretty much turned the page. Their focus has been on now and the future. I don't hear anybody talk about, you know, games last year, with exception of today, where Joe brought up a point about Ryan Kalish helping him win a game last year. But that was only speaking to the fact that you need more than 25 guys to win championships, and that was his point in addressing the 25-man roster that takes much, much, much more than just 25 guys to win a title.
Does any individual player seem different to you in the wake of victory? For better or for worse, I mean, does anybody carrying themselves differently or showing a little different kind of personality that you've said, oh, this guy, this guy's not exactly the same as he was?
John Lackey. He's been, he's expressed, you know, sarcastic sense of humor. He's been, very funny, very engaging. You know, if you ask a question that's not really direct, he'll let you know about it. But at the same time, he's joked about, you know, Ross. I just see a lighter side of him this year I didn't see last year. Maybe, you know, part of it is his comfort level's much higher than it was last year, being a newcomer to this market. But he's been very loose. I've enjoyed it.
Wilson Contreras behind the plate now, full time. He's going to be catching John Lester, and I think we saw one of those games when we were down there. How would you grade his transition and handling and being the main chauffeur for John Lester going forward?
He's been terrific. I think as long as he keeps, you know, everybody sharp, you know, just throwing the ball to first base behind runners, we all know that he can throw to second with authority. He's given not only Lester, but a lot of pitchers, a lot of confidence, was able to block pitches in the dirt. I mean, I think that's very, very important for pitchers' confidence. And the guys I've talked about to about three or four of the guys in the rotation that have the utmost confidence in Wilson's not only his defensive abilities, but his ability to run a game, because he's got a great blend of give and take. He'll go over the scouting reports, but he'll also go on feel too, and I think that's very, very important. That sometimes the scouting reports aren't always going to get you the best results, and I think he's got a good gauge of what a pitcher has that certain day.
What have you discussed with the players or coaches about the new changes that are going into effect at Wrigley Field this year? Because we know that there's an ongoing evolution of the ballpark that is going to change some people's routines in ways that might be unforeseen.
I think they'll have a better idea when they get back, probably on April 6th. They're not going to go to Milwaukee till the 7th. So I think they'll have a better feel. I know some of the guys really had mixed feelings about the bullpen being moved. I think that one's probably going to be the biggest adjustment just because of the routine and the interaction with fans. So I think that one will be the most obvious one, but it'll be interesting to see when it takes full effect, what the reaction is.
So for the bullpen, it really is just being sort of out there. And when you talk about interacting with fans, I know that there are certain interactions that can be more productive than other interactions for some guys, depending on their usage patterns and what certain availabilities are. But also there is that idea of being in the game rather than watching the game on screens or having to walk down a hallway to actually see what's going on that might change the dynamic a little bit.
Yeah, you know, and the other thing, too, that just came to my mind is that when the bullpens were on the field, hey, if you forgot something or needed a long-sleeved sweater, all you had to do is go about, you know, 25 yards and then make a couple of rights and lefts, you're at your locker. Now, if you're stuck out in the bullpen and need an extra shirt, good luck. So that's another thing as far as preparation.
The tough life of the bullpen Cubs. It's going to be tough on them. Gonzo, thank you for your time, man. We appreciate it. And we'll see you back here pretty soon.
Sounds good. Take care, guys.
That is Mark Gonzalez, always very generous with his time as he covers the Cubs.
Yeah. So this is lackluster spring training.
And that's okay.
It's cool.
That's all right. We do have some opinions here on what we're talking about regarding the quarterback situation of the Bears, what it means, some of the interpretations there. I know you've got a long list of stuff you want to get to.
Well, at some point, me and the hockey people are going to have to get a wrap because we're getting close to playoff season, and that may be the time that people start watching, even you hardcore guys and girls out there. So we'll talk about that before we're out of here. Had some speaks with some people over there at Comcast Sportsnet about what's been happening in the last 5 years.
You know what I have that I found interesting? Mm-hmm. Some Hall of Fame nominees.
For a
Hall of Fame that I didn't know existed.
Okay.
But I'm kind of curious because there's something that happened that I don't really understand. Not that.
Oh, okay.
You wouldn't be in it, but
damn,
no. It's that would be one Uribe, and one Uribe.
And Juan Uribe. Juan Uribe.
Thank you.
You are more than welcome. De nada, amigo.
You're listening to the Bernstein and Goff Show on 670 The Score.
This is Joe Mann of the World Series champion Cubs, and you're listening to the Bernstein and Goff Show.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
At AT&T, we know that you are the only you that does you like you. For example, doing it your way means getting a free smartphone and no annual contract on the nation's best data network, the one you get with that free smartphone we already talked about. Get it now from AT&T GoPhone. It's prepaid your way.
All friends for 2017 while supplies last. ZTE Maven 2 only. Online and select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/GoPhone. Network claims based on Q3 and Q4 2016. Nielsen certified data network score.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready to frame, ready to drill, ready to hang and install. And during the Ready to Refresh event, Lowe's has everything a pro needs for less. Now through April 2nd at Lowe's, pro customers can save up to 15% on select in-stock Reliabuilt Masonite and Geldwin doors. Plus, save 10 to 15% on select Kwikset products like deadbolts and smart key handle sets. See lowesforpros.com or the Pro Desk for details. Door offer valid online only. Selection varies by location, U.S. only.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you.
the many discounts, safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rome.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the big league.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
CBS Thursday. The outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.